Hello, this is Jack Llewellyn with the Durango Chamber of Commerce. For Chamber's upcoming events, you can simply go to the website, which is durangobusiness.org. And I'm here with Vaughn Morris, who is, executive director guru of all at the Boys and Girls Club. How are you, Vaughn?
Well, I'm good, Jack, and I am officially known as the chief executive officer now, so I've graduated to a CEO role. Yeah, you know, really stepping up in the world. You may recall it once was chief professional officer, that we used to say chief play officer, you know,
sure.
But, the play days are gone. It's all business these days.
Well, and following those protocols, did you go into your, because I remember, my title's executive director, and one time I remember you saying, well, what does a bylaw say, which is a great way of looking at it. So did you update your bylaws or?
Yeah, I will give Eric Eicher, the president of Alpine Bank, all the credit in the world. He's been on the board for several years, and he took on the task of revising and revisiting and reviewing bylaws, which are super critical, you know, as we all know, but it is not necessarily the most riveting job you can do reviewing bylaws, but it is important to know what they say.
Right. Well, and speaking of other important things, how are things going at the Boys and Girls Club? Are you emerging from the COVID cocoon?
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's been a challenge for all of us. And, we pivoted way back last year and got in the virtual space and, provided a program we call eClub at Home, which was able to engage the kids. It was still face to face, using Zoom and some of the other virtual platforms that quickly, sprung up during the pandemic. But the goal was always to get back to in-person programs, being able to do it safely, because the magic of Boys and Girls Club clearly is those relationships that are built, between kids and staff and volunteers, on a daily basis. So being able to get back in person, in January and get back to, kids playing air hockey and dodgeball and, doing their homework and just, feeling a sense of normalcy, when they came back to the club, has been awesome.
And so let me ask it, looking forward now into the summer, what's on your radar?
Getting ready to ramp back up for another, fun-filled summer at the Boys and Girls Club. It's always fun to talk to kids. One of our recent club alumni was talking about what she remembered most about Boys and Girls Clubs. She started going to the club when she was, 4 or 5 years old, and it was summer. Like school was out, summer's in. What am I going to do, and knowing that the club was going to be there and, we'd be doing all the stuff we always do, water days and field trips and, cooking classes and all that stuff. So, we're getting ready. We actually have started, registration. So summer day camp registration is open. So if you go to bgclaplata.org, we're doing summer registration and getting back to, getting kids, back in the building, getting them active, having that that summer experience that clearly lacked last summer, and doing it again in that safe manner, following COVID protocols, and just smaller numbers.
Yeah. Now, along that line, so who can participate within the Boys and Girls Club? Like what ages and?
Sure. So traditionally, we'd serve kids 6 to 18, and in the summer, we would always have a site at one of the local elementaries for, K-1 and 2. This summer, we are starting out focusing on 3rd to 8th grade, so that 9 years old and up. And part of that is we do have, some space limitations coming out of the gate at the current site. We are in discussions, with the school district to see if there might be some availability of additional space so that we can serve more kids. But then we're also looking at doing a program we call Club on the Go. So getting out into the community, Three Springs area, it could be, Santa Rita Park, but just going out and doing some of those, kind of pop-up activities, for kids in the neighborhood. If they can't come to the club or we're full, which I fully anticipate being full, you still have the opportunity to come out and, get physically active, do a watermelon bust, have a popsicle, whatever, but, see some people and get out of your house and get off the screen a little bit.
I want to participate in the, you know, water balloon fights or whatever it might be. I want to sign up for that. Maybe we should do
for
that
sure.
with the chamber board.
That would be awesome. You know, it's always fun. Balloon toss, egg toss, all good, all good.
All that fun stuff. Now, as, and I know the answer to this, but looking at the cost, is it still, what? How much is it for a kid to participate?
Sure. So the membership fee is $25 a year, you know, and that covers the after-school program. And then in the summer when we extend the hours, you know, 7:30 to 5:30, you know, Monday through Thursday, now Friday, 7:30 to 12:30, there is an additional cost. It's $80 a week, you know, so still very affordable. But the key being we always provide financial assistance for any kids or families, you know, that can't afford because there should not be a financial limitation to participation. And thanks to the goodwill of many of our friends here in the community, including a lot of local banks, we're able to provide that financial assistance to those families. You know, and everybody's coming out of this thing in a different spot, you know, so people going back to work, just trying to figure out, you know, how to you know, keep their kids in a safe environment this summer. And I think the Boys and Girls Club's always a good option.
Yeah, absolutely is, you know, and something that I participate in is a monthly contribution, which I know you've said that helps to smooth the budget out and helps you guys to kind of, you know what your budget's going to be on a consistent basis. So talk about that and when you're going to be having your next fundraiser.
Sure. So you are a proud member of Club Blue. So Club Blue is our monthly engaged giving program. You know, and like all businesses, I mean, cash flow is important. And, you know, before we set up the Club Blue program, you know, we would have ebbs and flows, you know, depending on time of year, fundraisers and those kinds of things. This program allows for, you know, a consistent cash flow. And we are doing our Building Great Futures kickoff. Traditionally, that was a spring event in person, you know, free lunch or free breakfast. Come and hear the story. And then if you feel impacted to make a contribution, you can. Those are all in the virtual world now. So we'll be doing our kickoff May 19th, which is a Wednesday from noon to 12:45. So it's a pretty tight program. You can call the club or visit the website if you're interested in coming to that. But, you know, the goal is still, we're hoping to do a fall event where, you know, people are back in the club and seeing where, you know, the magic happens and, you know, hearing from, you know, kids and parents and, you know, community supporters in person rather than through this Zoom feed.
Well, yeah, I gotta tell you, you know, Vaughn, the stories that are told are just amazing. And I had the honor of serving on the Youth of the Year committee for, you know, Colorado,
sure.
Colorado's competition, Youth of the Year. And talk about amazing, heartfelt stories. And so many of the kids just said, if it wasn't for the Boys and Girls Club, I don't know where I would be. And you guys, you know, really helped develop character and, you know, help with homework as well as have a fun, fun physical activities. Talk about the philosophy of the Boys and Girls Club.
Sure. You know, I mean, first and foremost, it's a fun, safe place that kids can call their own. You know, that sense of belonging and being in a space where, you know, you can do something, you can do it well, and you can do something for others. I mean, that's kind of, you know, what the whole concept is, you know, when you come to the club. But those supportive relationships are what's key, like I talked about earlier. You know, when they talk about risk and protective factors in a kid's life, and some of this is industry speak, but, you know, what do you, I think I've shared with you once upon a time about the idea of, you know, the old Trivial Pursuit game, right? So every kid's, you know, the little puzzle, and then you either put pie in or you take pie away, depending on, you know, what the decisions are or what the environmental, you know, impacts are in the kid. You know, so being able to put a positive adult role model in front of those kids, back when we were growing up, you needed one of those to have a better chance of success. And now you need three, you know. So if you think about, you know, your life, you know, you might have a coach, a teacher, you know, a Boys and Girls Club, you know, clearly lots of parents are doing a great job of parenting too. But my own experience was it took me a long time to realize that my parents knew what they were talking about. And they did, but hearing it from someone else that was telling me pretty much the same thing, but maybe in my mind, a little less judgmental or, you know, telling me what to do. This guy was like, hey, you know, have you ever thought about that? Like, oh, I really hadn't thought about it from that, you know, perspective. Sure. So again, just helping kids navigate, you know, you want to make sure that they graduate with a plan, you know, they can make good choices when they're faced with tough decisions and they, you know, they're healthy. You know, if you get up on that foot, you'd be okay.
Now, the Boys and Girls Club, I don't know if I've ever asked you this. Do you guys have the statistic, I mean, and track after, you know, kids get through Boys and Girls Club, graduate from high school, and then that long-term tracking, do you kind of go back and, you know, survey those guys?
Yeah, so we do a lot of that. And, you know, I think the most powerful thing, you know, is there's, you know, we talk to Boys and Girls Club alumni, lots of kids say it saved their life, you know, I mean, it literally. And again, there's different environments, you know, where you grow up. But there's no doubt that, you know, there's not a club member, you know, that spent any substantial amount of time in the club that wouldn't say that it had a real impact, you know. And, you know, I tell funders that, you know, we do a lot of surveys and things to, you know, validate, you know, the work we're doing to ensure the kids are, you know, getting the tools they need to succeed. But I always say, you know, a lot of times it's, you know, it's with a calendar. It's not with a survey because you just don't know where and when lessons stick, right? You know, you hear something and maybe you don't apply it right away, but at some point, you know, when you're in, you know, your married life or whatever, you're like, oh yeah, well, that's what we're talking about in Smart Moves or Smart Girls or Passport to Manhood. That's what we were talking about, you know, and then the ability to apply it. So yeah, I mean, consistent, you know, and you lose track because kids, you know, leave, and, you know, we're always trying to reengage with club alumni. So those of you out there in Radio Land that went to a Boys and Girls Club, or if you're a little more long in the tooth like me, that was a boys club, you know, we'd love to hear from you and get you reconnected. Because Steve Wilden has always said, you know, I used to introduce him as a former club kid or a club alumni, and he said, you know, I'm always a club kid. Yeah. So
that's so awesome. And then talk a little bit about, you know, any kid, no matter what, you know, what background, you know, from ethnicity to financial, I mean, any kind of background, any kid can be accepted into, I don't want to say accepted, but welcomed at the Boys and Girls Club.
100%. You know, one of the, you know, our tagline is, you know, great futures start here. And you know, with any marketing, the tagline is changed. But one of the ones I used to laugh about was every kid needs a good club. And you know, that was one that always made me laugh, you know, club that beats the streets, everybody needs a good club. But yeah, you know, the idea that, you know, if you're within that age group that you can belong is super important. You know, I mean, the idea that, you know, there's no exclusions, you know, there's no others here, you know, kids come from, like I said, all walks of life, you know, and when you get here, the club experience is pretty universal. It's very inclusionary. You know, but also recognizing that, you know, we all have, you know, different things and different challenges and, you know, different belief systems and all those kinds of things. But, you know, the one, you know, consistent thing is that, you know, we all care and, you know, we can all be better. And, you know, there's just a sense of respect and trust. I think that's inherent in knowing that it's your space. You know, I always laugh, you know, when kids say, you know, do you own the Boys and Girls Club? And I'm like, no, I don't own the Boys and Girls Club. You know, you own the Boys and Girls Club, because clearly if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here, you know. And right. Some kids, you know, get it and they go, give me your job then, give me your office, you know. And I'm like, please, take it.
Yeah, any day.
I'll go play dodgeball and you can come in and do payroll and, you know, revise the bylaws.
Track all that stuff. One more time, your website.
BGClaPlata.org.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me, and stay tuned. We got some more stuff, you know, coming your way from the studio. So stay tuned, Jack Llewellyn, and for all of our stuff, DurangoBusiness.org, and then BGClaPlata.org. Vaughn, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Jack. Thanks.